presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Before we join Hop Harrigan today, fellas and girls, I want to tell you something about something new in teamwork. There's nothing as old as teamwork when it comes to getting a job done. But when you start using automobiles, trucks, airplanes, and helicopters as a team, well, that's teamwork which rates a varsity letter. Well, it all started just a week or so ago when an expedition of 10 men set out to explore the wilds of northern Canada. It's a new kind of surveying that may open up mining fields which never would have been reached if it weren't for modern transportation. The helicopter is one of the newest additions to the team, and very important to it. You see, the explorers are going to use very sensitive magnetic instruments and electrical equipment to spot mineral and oil deposits from the air. Say, that's really something, isn't it? You know, some of those forests up north have never even been entered because it's practically impossible to get through by foot. But if you can spot good mining possibilities from the air, well, you save yourself a lot of trouble. In this particular case, Floyd Carlson, the chief test pilot for the Bell Aircraft Corporation, is going to fly the helicopter, and as a result, scientists figure they can chart that wild country in one-tenth of the time it would normally take. Now, some of you might ask, why don't they use a standard-type plane? Well, I'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. It is Carnival Day in Lakeville, and the fairgrounds just outside of town are jammed with noisy, laughing crowds of men, women, and children out to have a good time. But behind one of the smaller tents just off the midway, where gaudy posters blare the presence of Miss Stowe the magician, two people stand completely oblivious to the merriment surrounding them. They're deaf to the chatter and laughter of the crowds and the high, swooping notes of the steam calliope and carousel in the distance. For these two people, Hop Harrigan and Gail Nolan, are afraid. Afraid of a shadowy, unknown person who makes people disappear. Who, to the doleful lament of a funeral dirge, has caused Tank Tinker to seemingly vanish into thin air.
Oh, but I can't believe it. He just couldn't disappear like that.
Well, he isn't in there, Gail, and he couldn't have left the tent without our seeing him. We came right out.
Things like that simply don't happen. He must be playing some kind of a joke on us.
I keep telling myself the same thing, but I'm afraid I can't swallow it.
He's still inside, somewhere under the stage. Come on, let's go back, and this time really look for him.
All right, but I don't think we'll find him.
This way.
Careful now. Don't bump your head. That stage platform isn't very high.
Yes, I know. Is Mister still on stage, do you think?
Yes, I'll be quiet out front. I think he'll... Yeah, that's the audience.
Must be the end of his act.
Good. I want to talk to
him. Now, Hop, here. Here's where a tank must have dropped through the stage. You see the mattress?
Mm-hmm. Now, how has it worked? Mr. O called for someone in the audience to step up and be the subject of his magic.
So Tank walked on stage.
Yeah, but why, I wonder? He's terribly shy in front of crowds. That's the last thing I would have expected Tank to do.
Well, whatever the reason, he climbed into the box that was on the platform in the center of the stage.
Then the lights were lowered, and a moment later, Misto opened the box and it was empty. That's when we left the tent. We came right around to the back here.
And found nothing except a trap door in the stage and a mattress.
That's right. And Tank dropped through, landing on the mattress. But that brings us right up to the blank wall again. Where could he be?
Let's look around back here.
Yeah.
Maybe he was confused and couldn't find the way out.
He'd find it soon enough. This place isn't so big that you can lose yourself.
Tank? Tank, are you there?
It's no use, Gail.
Wait, Hop. Listen. Someone's coming.
Stay behind me just in case.
Maybe it's Tank. Tank?
Who is that speaking?
Oh.
Answer. Who is there?
Hop, he's coming closer.
It's the magician, Misto.
Who speaks my name? I demand an answer.
Take it easy, pal. We can explain everything.
So, I repeat, who are you?
My name is Harrigan, and this is Miss Nolan. We live here in Lakeville.
And who gave you permission to come back here?
No one. We just walked in.
Did you? Then you will oblige me greatly by walking out.
Not so fast, Misto. I want to talk to you.
So, Why did you not come to me directly instead of sneaking in here like thieves?
Now, just a minute.
Easy, Gail.
I don't like his attitude.
Oh, forget it. Now, look, Miss Stowe, come down off your high horse and prepare to talk straight. I've got some questions to ask you, and I want the right answers.
I do not have any desire to be cross-examined by anyone. Now, if you do not leave the premises immediately, I shall be forced to call the police.
I wouldn't if I were you. It might be a little embarrassing trying to explain the disappearance of that man on the stage this afternoon. The big fellow with the red hair.
His disappearance?
Yes, where is he? What have you done with him?
My dear young lady, you hardly expect me to divulge my professional secrets, do you?
Don't give us that. We know very well he was dropped through the false bottom.
Then, my dear sir, I see no point in your questions, since obviously you already know the answers.
Not all of them. He never came out of the tent, and he isn't in here now. Where is he?
I do not know. I have been on stage until 2 minutes ago. What the people who volunteer to be my subjects do after they land on the mattress is of no concern to me. Usually, they are intelligent enough to find their way out. Now, for the last time, will you leave?
If we don't.
I'll...
Yes?
Now, look, pal, I don't want any trouble. See, do me a favor and beat it, huh?
Well, climbing out from behind the grease paint now.
I've been working these grinds a long time and my slate's clean. I don't know anything about this guy disappearing. Honest, I don't. He went through the same routine everybody else does, so lay off, will you?
How long have you been with this carnival?
I told you, 5 years.
Okay, Misto. Be seeing you. Come on, Jim.
But what about Tank?
He couldn't be down here. We've run into a blind alley.
Listen, pal, you won't start no trouble for me, will you?
That depends on how much trouble you start for me or my friends. Duck through, Gail.
Thanks.
Well, we certainly didn't learn much there.
Pop, huh? Did you believe him?
Whether I believe him or not, I can't prove he's lying.
What do we do? Every minute may mean Tank getting farther and farther away from us.
I know. As far as I'm concerned, this is the end. No more kidding around playing detective. I'm going to call Inspector Wilson. This way, Gil.
Do you think he'll help?
He's got to help.
Jack!
Gil, what is it?
That man standing in the shadows. He's getting such a scare. Jack.
Oh, Charlie.
Do you know him?
Yes, he's a character that hangs around with the carnival. Not now, Charlie. We're busy.
Just wanted to know if you brought it with you.
Huh? Brought what?
You're not backing out on the deal, are you, Jack?
Oh, now, look, Charlie. I haven't time for any games.
Pedal, Jack. Soft pedal. You don't want everybody else cutting in, do you?
What is it?
I'll explain later, Gail. Now, Charlie,
I got them all wrapped up for you. Didn't have time to go to the post office, but if you like, you can take him right with you.
Take what?
The elephants.
The elephants?
Please, Charlie.
That was the deal, Jack. 3 elephants for your hippopotamus. You're not backing out, are you?
No, Charlie. I'm not backing out. I just didn't bring it with me. I forgot.
Are you sure? You look in all your pockets?
Oh, good heavens.
Yes, I'm sure, Charlie. As a matter of fact, it's in my other suit. Now, suppose you get rolling. We're rather busy.
Oh, sure thing, Jack. Sure thing. Go right ahead.
Thanks. I'll see you later. Come on, Gail.
All right.
Jack.
So long, Charlie. See you tomorrow.
Just wanted to remind you, wear your other suit tomorrow. So long.
Who is he?
Oh, it's a harmless old codger. He had a bad accident some time ago, and he...
Wait up. Listen.
Good Lord. The funeral march. Someone's whistling it.
So, he's harmless, is he?
Huh?
It's your friend Charlie. He's whistling the funeral march.
Incredulous, Hop turns and stares at the slowly retreating figure of the ex-elephant trainer, shambling off between the tents, still whistling the now seemingly fatal refrain. Can poor Charlie possibly be the menacing man who makes people disappear? We'll learn more in just a moment, so stand by. At the start of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you of a new kind of teamwork. Autos, trucks, airplanes, and helicopters all working together to explore the wild north country of Canada for mineral and oil lands. Now, the main reason for using a helicopter was to carry the delicate electrical instruments used to spot minerals from the air. They've tried to use them from kites, but it just doesn't work. What was needed was a craft which could move through the air fairly fast without vibrating and shaking up the instruments, and which could almost stand still in midair in order to get the scientific readings. A helicopter just filled the bill. It flies about 80 miles an hour and can almost stand still in midair. Not only that, it can just about go straight up and down. and hover above the point at which the data is being recorded. Right now, the expedition is operating out of Sudbury, Canada, and some pretty extensive tests have been made with the helicopter. The air exploration is being carried out over that rough, tough bush country which stretches from Sudbury north to the Hudson Bay country, a region which produces about 90% of the nickel in the world. That is, 90% is mined in the Sudbury area. In addition, nearly all the copper in Canada comes from this region, along with platinum and gold. So you can see how very important this new teamwork is. When you combine planes and cars, a lot of hard work is made much easier. Not only that, but using the helicopter carrying scientific instruments means a lot of land that might be bypassed by ordinary mineral hunters will get a close, careful survey, because from the air you can look over the whole terrain. So there you have another job in aviation. And remember, teamwork gets a lot of top jobs done, not only in the ground, but in the air also. Fellas and girls, there are a good many jobs still open in the aviation field. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Frantic with worry over Tank's disappearance, Hop and Gale left the tent of Misto the magician, determined to call in Inspector Wilson of the New City Police. But they were stopped by Charlie, the ex-elephant trainer of the carnival, and broke away from him finally with great difficulty. However, as he disappeared between the tents, Gale and Hop distinctly heard him whistle the now deadly refrain of the funeral march. They gave chase immediately, rushing through the shadowy back alleys behind the tents.
Careful, Gale. Don't trip over any of the guy wires.
I'm trying not to. Do you see him, Hop?
No, an old fella. He gets around fast.
We're near the end of the row of tents. Couldn't have gone much farther.
Wait, what was that?
It sounded like a door slamming.
Uh-huh. Came from around the corner. Let's go.
What is that building, anyway? It's the only one that isn't a tent.
A prefabricated job. I saw them putting it up last night. Here we are.
I see the door. It's the only one.
Come on.
Do you think Charlie went in there?
No other place for him to go. Won't hurt to look, anyway. Now, it isn't locked. Follow me, but stay close.
Don't worry, I will. Hop, why is it so dark in here?
No windows. Be careful.
Where do you suppose we are?
I haven't the slightest idea. What? Great Scott!
Hop, where are we? What's going on?
Oh, what a dope I am. We're in the funhouse, you know, with all the crooked stairs and dark passages.
Oh,
certainly it's a good place to hide.
Well, now what do we do? Which way do we go?
Let's see.
Oh, no, you don't. You're sneaking right.
Oh, do you hear?
I'll fix you. You won't make nobody disappear again.
Oh, goodness, he's all right.
Is he? He sounds mad.
We're going to stop this tomfoolery right now.
What was that?
Sounded like trouble. Tank! Tank!
Tank, are you all right?
Tank, answer me!
Calling frantically, Hop and Gale groped their way through the Stygian darkness, trying to find their mechanic pal. But the only answer they receive is a mocking echo of their own voices. For rip-roaring action and suspense that will keep you glued to the edges of your seats, gang, don't miss the next exciting episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.